Well, holidays are here, folks. It's official. You can't escape them. What are you doing? How are you planning? And are you listening to these people here? I got Deb Lilly sitting next to me. She is the Chicago eventeur and designer with A Perfect Event. DebLilly.com is where you can find her online. And you can see her right here. Deb, say hi.
Hey.
It's so great to have you back.
So fun to be here.
What have you been up to lately?
Oh, let's see. A lot of fun work, a lot of fun parties.
Yeah. Planning or going to?
Let's see. Combo. Yeah. We did a fun party for Jane Fonda when she was here in Chicago.
Oh, nice. Tell me about it.
Mrs. Robinson, Michelle Obama's mother's birthday party.
Slow down. Hit the pause button here. Let's go back to Jane Fonda.
She was honored by the Chicago International Film Festival for her decades of incredible work. And there was a big old party at Radisson Blue Hotel. Sit down for 500 or some giant number of guests. And Jane loves white orchids, you know.
Of course,
so
I knew that. That's...
There were big, gorgeous florals, floating orchids, and vases filled with orchids, and every kind of orchid you could imagine.
Now, for a party like that, did she give the direction of what she wanted to look like? Or do you, are you carte blanche to say, I'm designing this and this is what I'm going to do?
You know, it's a little bit of a combo. We love making every party very special, very custom to the guest of honor. So in that case, we were asking what her favorite flowers were, favorite colors were. And when we got the white orchid intel, we sort of ran with that.
What was her reaction when she walked in?
I think she loved everything. I mean, it was a big, fun night because think of it. She's been in the movie business for I don't know how many years.
Yeah,
a lot.
Yeah.
50 plus, probably.
How did she look?
She looked incredible. I posted a picture of her, and not only did she look incredible that night, but she was just at an award ceremony, and she looked like a teenager.
You
Amazing.
Know,
pink strapless gown, beautiful Barbie blonde
She's
hair.
She's still fit? Like, I haven't seen any recent pictures.
Yes, she looks like the cover of Jane Fonda,
The workout video?
The workout. She literally looks the same.
My mom used to do that.
It's very unfair.
I used to sit in the living room and watch her. I'm like, what are you doing, Mom? Who's this lady on the video? The old video cassette she used to pop
up. Oh, yeah, the leg warmers.
The leg warmers, right? With the pink. I could see it in my head right now.
Me too.
Yeah, I've heard that about her, that she's like stunningly fit still and active and really engaging.
Yes. Very passionate. She's a very passionate woman, which I think is so great. Who doesn't love working with someone who, you know, has very strong beliefs and is trying to make the country a better place and trying to make the industry that she works in a better place and stand up for people's rights?
Sure.
I love her. She's
definitely.
Great.
And she was like a wild child back in the day, right? And was it her dad?
Of course, yeah, Henry Fonda.
Henry Fonda was
iconic.
Mm-hmm.
On Golden Pond, we've all seen that movie,
of
right?
Of course.
About their relationship.
Yeah, wow. Mm. That's cool. So you do this for a lot of big wigs.
We do, for the girl next door.
I was just going to say, but you bring it back home, and you do this for the girl next door. Give us the full spectrum of how you got to where you are, and were you just one of the girlfriends throwing parties? And you just happen
Absolutely.
To be really good at it?
Well, I don't know about that, but I have a grandmother. I just helped her celebrate her 90th birthday.
Good for
and
her.
A mother who love throwing parties. And maybe even more than that, they love making people feel special. They love creating a beautiful table. And growing up, I was always their little shadow, wanting to help them do everything. And all I wanted to do was that for other people, the way they did it for our family. And it's pretty incredible to know that you wanted to do something your whole life and dreamed of it. And now not only do I get to do it, but I feel really proud that I employ people, provide health insurance for people. One of my staff just got a puppy, and her puppy gets to come to work with her every day.
You don't want my, see, if I work for you, you don't want my puppy to come for you. It cannot hold
it.
I don't know.
I love pups. Anyway, that's really fun. You know, we are in the business of creating beauty and helping people celebrate. And don't you feel like, especially in these sort of like heavy times, to be making memories, to be celebrating your friends and family, you can't get enough of that.
I agree.
It's just so wonderful, and everybody should be doing it more. And not only do we do the really beautiful big stuff, which is great, but we also love teaching people how to do it themselves on a budget, you know, fast and easy. We have a really great partnership with Albertsons Safeway, which is one of the biggest grocers in the United States, just to put really beautiful products in the grocery store so that when you buy a gallon of milk, you can go home with gorgeous flowers or a beautiful gift, or, you know, we brought in a few fun examples just for the holidays. It shouldn't be hard. It shouldn't be expensive. It shouldn't be difficult. We want to help make it faster, easier, and more affordable.
And what you brought in for props here are some of the items you can make on the cheap, correct?
Yes, some DIYs, some things right inside the grocery store. These fun little initial candles, for example, are a really great gift for the holidays, but for every day. They are, you know, candles themselves are such an easy gift. They're unisex, they're seasonless. Yeah. You know, I love to kind of stock a little closet at home, the gift closet, and have sure. things that you can grab and go. And candles are certainly, I think, this time of year, but always a very good win for a teacher gift, a hostess gift, a birthday
Definitely.
Gift, stocking stuffer.
With the personalization on the candles, is that paper or is that a sticker with just the initial?
Let's open it up.
Yeah, let's
see. So the box is all cute, has all that geo pattern going on. And then when you open up the candle, I do believe it's a sticker, but let's do a triple check. And the scent is a really yummy grapefruit scent, which, again, is very classic.
Yeah.
We're always trying to design all of our products to be genderless, seasonless, you know, really fun little easy gifts. And believe it or not, these are $4.99.
That's a great price. And it's smart.
It smells incredible.
Like a candle? Good. Can we just light? I don't think we can light anything in here, but if we could, I would totally want you to light that in here. You know, this is really great stuff. I'm drawn to this bottle, this wine bottle that's just glittering and calling my name. Not because I like wine, but yeah, I can admit
I like wine.
But
who doesn't?
It's almost Christmas time. God, I love this. The music, the smells, the flowers, the parties. Speaking of which, Deb Lilly's here. And she was just about to tell us, if you don't know who Deb Lilly is, I mean, everybody knows who Deb Lilly is. You can go to deblilly.com. Deb is one of the probably most well-known event producers here and designers in Chicago and probably across the nation. Has appeared on Oprah Winfrey and every news channel you can imagine. And Deb's here giving out some really great advice for you guys on, you know, how to take that holiday party up a notch without spending too much more because you're already, you know, emptying the wallet for all the gifts. Deb, you talked about the personalized candles, which I think is a great idea. You brought a wine bottle that's catching my eye.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about it.
So this is a really easy DIY. You can take any wine that you love, any champagne that you love in a bottle. Could be beer for that matter. And you can take Elmer's glue or spray glue that comes in a can. You can spray parts of the bottle or brush the glue on parts of the bottle. And then with glitter, or those are just baking sprinkles like you'd put on top of a cupcake. You can glitter
the bottle. Shut the front
door.
Wait a minute.
You can sprinkle the bottle and they become not only really great gifts for giving or really great decor, but you can pop them open and drink them. They kind of do double duty, decor and more. And I love this as a really fast, easy DIY. The kids could do this with you. It's a little messy. I'm going to be very honest.
The label. How are you keeping the label clean?
So when you're using the brush and the glue, you're just painting that brush around the label. You don't even have to tape it off or cover the label. It's very easy to do and looks really cool. Now, it will come off. You know, you're not preserving this for all time,
right.
So they are a little fragile. But to me, this is a really great way to set a little sparkle down your table, at your bar, on a gift, add
Without
a ribbon, and add a tag. All these fun little tags, you see they're very cheeky little sayings. These are all at our store, A Perfect Event, or online on our Amazon store. We've had to do the deep dive into Amazon.
Of course,
since they're
everybody
taking
has
over
to.
The world.
Yeah, of course.
So
where's
now
Perfect
you can
Event?
Click
the
right
store?
Online and buy these. We're 3050 Lincoln, so just north of Diversey.
Very nice. So go check out the store, folks. All the stuff we're talking about is there.
It is.
And the way you package stuff to me is always amazing. Like your photos, the look, the vibe is all consistent. It's beautiful. It's aspirational and inspirational to many. What advice would you give people who are slightly intimidated, you know, to go there?
I get that question a lot, and I think just do something. Have a party. You don't have to have flowers. Just put some candles out. You don't have to set a big fancy table. Just bring in your favorite takeout. You know, people get so worried that they can't do this and they can't do that, and I don't think you need to worry about making things from scratch, spending a lot of money, being in the kitchen all day long. I am someone who throws parties all of the time. You know, if we have a day off, we joke joke on my staff that we are throwing a party on our day off because we don't have a party to go to.
Celebrate not having a party.
Right.
Yeah,
I get it. So you can make things so simple. You know, run to your grocery store, do a big fruit bowl, do a big crudité of vegetables, do a big charcuterie board, which means salamis and hams and crackers. You don't have to have all these hot homemade foods. People love getting together. People love having something yummy to drink. Prosecco, to me, is the perfect seasonless cocktail. It's less than $10 a bottle. Everybody loves it. It's festive. It's delicious.
Certainly.
This time of year, throw a few fresh cranberries in there, a sprig of rosemary in there. You know, this is fast, easy stuff, but it really makes people relax and have fun and just, again, celebrate being together.
I love it. And joining us right now is a guy who knows a bit or two about some flowers. His name is Tony Ambruscato, Anthony Ambruscato. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. You look good. You look tan.
Well, thanks. Yeah.
Did you go to the Florida or something? Why are
sure.
you so tan?
Yeah. I sprayed on a little beach this
you sprayed
morning.
A little, so did I.
You know, I wanted
what
to look
kind of
nice for the radio.
We're just talking guy stuff. So, you know, it's what tan Italian guys talk about.
That's right.
How you been, man?
I've been doing really well. Thanks. Yeah, it's been a crazy year.
You're already in preparation for 2018, I'm assuming.
We're working on 18 and 19 right now,
good
actually,
Lord.
For the flower show. Yeah, it's been it goes by really fast.
Are you able to give any little sneak peek at what's happening?
Yeah, actually, you know, one of the things we're most excited about is we partnered up with a nonprofit organization called Bernie's Book Bank.
Yeah.
And they provide book ownership to underprivileged and at-risk kids. And so with that, we created a theme called Flower Tales. And so our designers are coming together. And so we have some gardens that are going to be Neverland with Peter Pan and Tinkerbell. And we were talking on Friday with Secret Garden and Harry Potter, and so we're having some great gardens this year. It's going to be really, really exciting.
And are they sponsored gardens? Is that how you pay for like how does that work? Because my imagination's going, and I'd love to do it.
Yeah. So you know, one of the things is that we provide the space out, and the individual companies throughout Chicagoland take on the expense of creating their own garden. And so we also work to get corporate partners to come in and help underwrite that. But these are local businesses, smaller and larger local businesses that are investing their own money to bring the flower show to life.
That's cool.
Yeah.
How elaborate can they get? Can Peter Pan fly through Neverland? Is what I'm asking.
Listen, they're talking about a ship facade and walking the plank. So yeah, I think
that's
it's going to
cool.
come really close.
That's cool. I remember last year you had some amazing displays. The waterfall or chain, you know, right in the front was awesome.
And they're the ones doing the Peter Pan.
I kind of figured.
Yeah.
And then you have that was like the A train that was up on the or the L that was up suspended from the ceiling.
Right. MPL partnered up with Christy Weber Landscape, and they created the bungalow facade and then the L train up on top of it. Yeah. And it was a whole urban setting. It was very, very cool.
Yeah, folks, if you've never been to the Flower and Garden Show at Navy Pier, you're missing out on something. You don't have to love flowers. It's just a visual, like, to me, it's stimulation to get some new flavor and just feel and be in touch with nature and be around great creative people like Deb. And you guys are there, correct?
We sure are.
They are.
And you know what I'll say is it's in March, the middle of March, when Chicago is kind of gray and cold. And
yeah.
It gives you such life and inspiration for spring. It's the perfect time of year. You're just dying for some beautiful color.
Yeah. Now, Tony, you're around this all the time. You're around amazing people like Deb. You pick up a lot of stuff, right?
I do.
What are your holiday parties like?
You know, well, you know what? Mine are fairly simple. I don't entertain as much at home as I used to.
Yeah.
But I think on where Deb came in and said, you know, it's some of the simpler things that you can do, and it doesn't have to be overly elaborate, but
yeah.
You can do small things to make it beautiful, and whether that's bringing in floral arrangements or winter greens or bringing in, you know, small plates and charcuterie, I think that's the way to do it. And my biggest thing is that, like Deb, we work a lot. We're on. Everyone asks me, "What's your social life like?" And there's really no separation
right.
between
it's
the.
Work.
It's work. It's all. It's all
it's
together.
It's entrepreneurial life.
You know, and so you know, everyone always says, "Oh, your house must have the best garden." You know, and so expectations are high. And for me, it's just the opportunity to spend time together with people is important. And then doing that with small little things that can make a huge difference.
So what is your garden like at home, Tony?
What's that old thing? The mechanic whose car doesn't run, and the shoemaker.
Do you have any unfinished projects I have? People always say, right. "Oh, you must have all the home improvement stuff and the design must be like, yeah, it's really nice, but I still got to paint like three walls. I'm constantly doing stuff, and
there's always that last piece of trim that never quite gets put on.
And I have a 100-year-old Victorian. It just never ends. There's always something to do. So are you a big tablescape kind of guy?
You know, I'm learning more and more. I have to say, when I started this years ago, I didn't know what tablescape was. And they kept telling me about it. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
Why don't you define it for the people who may not know listening?
So, it's a little bit of the landscape, on a table, landscaping on a table. But it's decorating your table, whether it's for the holidays or for a special event or even everyday dining. It's things that you can do. So it's talking about how you can accent and tie in decor. One of the things I like to do is tie in different vegetables and things of food for my family. We talk about at Christmas time, my mom makes stuffed artichokes. And so how can we do a floral arrangement that includes artichokes? Or one year we actually use them as candle holders. And we had the raw artichokes that were candle holders and serving artichokes
awesome.
As part of a dish. So
yeah.
it's getting ideas, and it's the thing I like about it. And Debbie's part of it, along with 11 other designers that create these tablescapes. And I always thought, this is kind of crazy. We were taking a lot of space up to do this, and it's amazing to watch the people photograph every nuance of every tablescape that's there, 12 different tablescapes.
I remember I did at a speaking event, and one of the things that they wanted to focus on was a tablescape. I spent more time designing that tablescape and getting it right than like designing a room. It was crazy because I wanted it to be so, there's a balance of drama and mm-hmm. functionality. And
yeah, especially at the show.
Right.
You want it to really wow people and have at least one detail that's very unexpected.
Right.
We hope to be doing. I have to get Tony's approval. Did you see my theme?
Just ask him.
Over?
Put him on the spot right now. Nobody's listening.
I did not.
We think
go ahead.
We're doing Alice in Wonderland because it has to be a garden story.
Right.
But I need to make sure someone else hasn't already claimed said.
Anyone?
Topic.
Anyone?
Let's call it. Let's call it right here. Alice in Wonderland.
Deb's got it. Heard it here on the show. Proof right here.
We've got a lot of listeners coming in. But, that's the fun thing about it. So this year, especially with our theme, Flower Tales, every garden has a story to tell. And that's where people are coming in and having some really, really great ideas about it.
And Tony, where can people go now to find more information about all this stuff?
It's lucky we've been around long enough that everything that we have, our website and social media, is all Chicago Flower.
Yeah.
So Pinterest, Instagram, Facebook, our website is all Chicago Flower.
People are having a blue Christmas out there, believe it or not. I don't know how you could, but in this climate we live in today, in this politically heated and charged environment in the media, everything is an issue. Especially your Christmas tree. That's if you have it hung upside down. According to an article from ABC News, it's not a new trend. Like I said earlier, I did this in the Today Show 10 years ago. I hung a tree upside down. And everyone went, wow, that was cool. And then I brought a black tree on. They're like, wow, that's cool. But apparently, if you hang a tree upside down today, it could be potentially viewed as un-American. I guess... it's now been an issue on Fox News that's coming around.
Well, there you have it.
And there they are. Right, exactly. So I guess, guys, you guys are experts in this world. What say you on the upside down Christmas tree debacle?
I don't like the upside down Christmas tree. And, interestingly enough, this is the new wedding cake trend. Doing a lot of weddings and parties, everyone's turning their wedding cake upside down, but it's completely edible. I don't think it's at all un-American.
Does that bother you as much?
I don't care for either.
Yeah.
I love modern design and I love trends, but I just think cakes and Christmas trees should be, vertical, and they're a little lovelier that way, in my humble opinion. So that's how I like to see them.
Tony, what say you on this topic?
I have to agree agree with Deb on this. I think Christmas trees, you know, pointed the way that they're growing is part of that season. We've done trees at the show hanging down as part of a display. They weren't Christmas
trees. They're not purposely like intended to be like called upside down Christmas trees.
No, they were not intended to do that. And it was a prop and a dramatic statement over, it was almost like a mirror reflection. We were doing a forest below.
So
we hung spruce trees upside down from above. But no, I go with it. I think it should be, you know, the right side up, pointy side up.
But do you think it warrants a political debate?
Like fake trees or something, like
no,
a fake like, tree debate. I don't think it's
not
I don't
even a think fake tree debate. Just like it's un-American.
I don't think it's un-American. I mean, I think it goes back to everything I talk about at the Flower and Garden Show. If that's something you like, then do it. What people always say to me: what should I grow? What should I put in my yard? What should I put in my garden? And I say, what do you like? I like the color orange. And people say, you know, this year the color was greenery, so I happen to like green and orange. But next year it's ultraviolet. I'm not a big purple guy, but. You know, so do it the way you want, but I don't think it deserves any controversy.
I agree with you. Freedom of speech, you know, it's an expression of your individuality,
right?
But you know, like I think it's also just the climate we live in today, as you mentioned earlier. People like, you know, you need a little reprieve, a little break, you know, from the norm. And I think anytime you do something like this, but I feel like it's just a distraction to even right now in the middle of the holidays bring this into light as an issue.
It's another point of decisiveness. We should be focusing on the commonality of our society and what we do as a people. Not to get too philosophical about it, but
no, let's get
it's another point of we're going to have this division. Are you a right side up tree or an upside down tree? And I think what we have to talk about is that we were talking about gifts in the hallway, you know, and I said I'm a peace on earth, goodwill toward men type of person. I'm not a big Christmas gift, holiday gift person. I'd rather do that. And same with the trees. You know, we're all celebrating, and that I think that's the point.
I agree. Let's talk to Aileen, who just called in. Hey, Aileen, how are you?
Oh, I'm just great.
Happy holidays to you.
Some baking. Happy holidays to you.
So what's your take on this upside-down tree political drama that's going on?
Well, I think it's a little old. We were doing that back in 1966 in the dorm down there in Carbondale.
So you were doing you were hanging Hall. Trees upside down
in Bailey Hall. They the guys' room on the end, the five men room, had an upside down Christmas tree and hung a few beer cans from it too.
Nice, you're my kind of gal. I like that. So you see nothing politically incorrect about this.
No, not, I mean, if you want to do it, fine, but my take on it is I'd rather have, a real Christmas tree right side up so I can decorate it properly. But if you want to hang it upside down, I don't see any problem.
Good for you. And if you want to hang some beer cans on it, God bless, right?
Yeah, I mean, whatever.
Oh, those full or empty?
You know.
Well, they start out full.
They start out full, right. Exactly. You can just reach over to the tree and grab one if you're thirsty. I like the idea, Aileen.
Sure.
I think Deb's going to steal that one, I think.
Oh, okay. You may have it.
Thanks, Aileen. Thank have a good holiday.
Thanks, and you too.
Hey, wait, did you say you're baking something?
I am. I'm getting ready to bake two bundt cakes.
Ooh, bundt. What flavors?
They're basically vanilla with swirls of cinnamon throughout.
Ooh, yum.
You know what, a studio? You could just drop some off if you like.
Tribute Tower. I'm only 2.5 hours away.
That's it? Next week. Just bring it next week.
We'll wait.
Save us a piece.
Sure.
Aileen, thank you
absolutely.
So much. Have a good holiday.
Uh-huh. You too.
All
bye.
Right. I love our listeners. They're the best.
You know what's Frank, if I can, what's really interesting, please. She talked about the beer cans. We were joking about it.
Yeah.
But, you know, one of the things that I do with my tree is for a while I smoked cigars and different things.
You don't anymore?
Not as much as I used to. But I have vintage cigar boxes, vintage Cuban cigar boxes, wooden cigar boxes. They're wrapped in this beautiful ribbon.
Yes.
And I've got them positioned actually in my tree.
That's so cool.
As part of the decoration. So, you know, bringing in things that you enjoy.
Yeah.
Into that tree, it doesn't have to be, you know, the garland and the tinsel and the, so we, you know, I do the cigar, vintage cigar boxes.
I have in my attic literally five bins, those plastic 5 gallon bins full of old cigar boxes, because I used to like turn them into lamps and do all sorts of fun stuff with them. Deb, I know you gotta have some good ideas for these cigar boxes.
Ooh, cigar boxes. So I love filling those boxes with a couple different things that are very easy and inexpensive to do. You could take any kind of a box, cigar for Tony, whatever it might be.
And for Frank.
And you can fill them with little notes. It could even be post-it notes where you're writing your favorite things about someone that you did that year.
Idea.
Fill the box. Or you could take pictures of that year or the person's whole life. Right on the back, you know, your favorite memory of that moment. We did this on the Oprah show for a favorite things that was switched to be a very inexpensive favorite things instead of all those big, you know,
you got a new car.
Yeah.
You got the idea right. of making this little box. Now, I still cherish and love this idea, but I will say it was one of those Oprah bloopers where everyone in the audience was like, wait. What? This is the favorite thing show?
Yeah.
But honestly, if someone put that together for me, that would be my favorite gift.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah,
like,
you get an idea.
I'm doing that this year. That's a great idea, and it's a simple thing to do. And I love it because it engages the person and engages the people in the party,
mm-hmm.
and it really makes you feel thankful and grateful, I hope.
Yes.
You know,
and it's a great thing to do with the kids. You know, I think you're always thinking, what can I do with my kids? Number one, to get them unplugged. Number two, to get them thinking and being conversational and being kind. And that is a really easy thing with pictures or just on paper. Perfect gift for everybody, every occasion.
Agreed.
Birthday, Christmas, anniversary, you name it. We just did something fun, too, for my grandfather's. He just turned 93.
Nice.
And the kids wrote out 93 reasons they love their great-grandfather. Father on a big poster
nice.
And put it in a frame. Really fun. He still displays it in his, you know, little retirement home room.
That's
and
nice.
It's cute and all their little handwritten, misspelled handwriting words. So
cute.
These gifts from the heart to me are the best gifts.
I agree.
Well, I just thought of it'd be great if you, like for my tree with the different boxes, if each one was filled with a different year's memory, almost like a time capsule.
Ooh,
it would be wonderful to
that.
Collect those throughout the years and place that in the decorations.
Yeah. We could keep going. Unfortunately, we're running out of time. Deb Lilly, thank you so much for coming on. Tony, thank you. You can find Deb at deblilly.com. That's LILLY.com. DEBI. Debbie Lilly. And Tony, you can find him at the ChicagoFlower.com, correct?
Right. Correct.
And on Instagram, Facebook, same with Deb. You both post amazing.
We're there.
You're there.
We're
everywhere.
There.
Guys, thank you so much. Appreciate it. And have a happy holiday.